You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Tech Trend Investments. Today is Tuesday, October 15th. I'm here by myself today because we had some guests that were coming on and we're postponing it to next week. So I'm going to give you all some updates on what's going on in the market, some information about crypto, and some things about investing today. Some really good things that I haven't been talking about. We have some juice today. But today is October 15th. It is the day for extension for taxes. So if y'all didn't get your taxes in on April 15th, today's the deadline. Just have it postmarked by midnight or have you send in your e-file, but make sure you get your taxes in. If you don't owe anything, then it's okay. But if you're getting a refund, it's good to get them in. But anyway, so today's Tuesday, October 15th. Our last day for extensions on taxes. We've had a lot of stuff, fun things going on in the market recently too. We've had some big events going on. We had the Fed lower interest rates a half a point, which caused some excitement in the market. We have had a lot of things going on with the recaps, but I want y'all to like sit back, enjoy it. I'm going to take some water in between our talking because I'm talking by myself today. So if you hear me pause, I'm just taking a sip of water, but let's get to it. Okay. So today is October 15th. We're halfway done through the month right now. This is our highest volume time of investing also. It's mid-month. It's October 15th. It's on a Tuesday where we always have high volume in trading. Like we have volume usually in the stock market. We have it in the crypto. We have it in the finance sectors. A lot of things are going on. Again, peak trading. We do peak trading on Monday, Tuesdays, and Thursdays. So today is a Tuesday trading day. And then we have volume early in the morning, 5 a.m. to 11 a.m. usually, and on a Tuesday, and it's middle of the month. And the reason why we have high volume middle of the month, we also have it at the end of the month and the first of the month, is because most people get paid, right? So we all get paid. Most people in 9-to-5 jobs will get paid on the first of the month. They'll get paid on the 15th of the month. The first of the month is when everybody gets their pay and then they invest in the market, but they usually have big bills due by the 5th of the month. So we have a lot of volume from about the 30th until about the 5th on the beginning of the month because people are trading, they're getting active, they're investing, they have new money coming into the market, but then most of their major bills become due on the 5th, and so we'll have a taper down. But on the 15th of the month, which is wonderful, and the time period that we're in right now, is the 15th of the month. Most people get paid, but they don't have any major bills due. They usually probably have a car payment or insurance is due or a telephone bill is due. So they have a lot of discretionary income right now. And so we have a lot of volume come into the market and usually lasts until about the 22nd or the 25th because most people are able to stretch out their investment dollars for that long. And since there's a lot of volume going into the market, we also have an upsell. So that means that it's profitable and people are making money. So normally, like if they go into a trade and they go into their trade, they'll profit take and exit out of their trade. But since there's a lot of volume because there's a lot more people in the market, they'll trade a lot longer period because they're being profitable. So that's what's going on in the market right now. We have our high peak volume trading. We also have our Taco Tuesday. So it's a Taco Tuesday, especially if you're in California or anywhere else in the world. Happy Taco Tuesday. So taxes are due today too. And hopefully people are getting refunds. It'll also bring more volume into the market. But so we're going to talk about some hot topics that have been going on in October. The stock market has been kind of volatile. We've had big swings in BTC, which is in Bitcoin, and also big swings in ETH in the last few days. So we have a lot of volume coming in there too. I believe BTC hit over 65. The stock market's been pretty active too. So we're seeing a lot of volatility. The Fed also had that the rate decrease of a half a point, which also adds strength to the market. It also means that we can go into mortgages. Mortgages are going to have lower interest rates now. They're going to also reduce interest rates on credit cards, potentially. They're going to reduce interest rates on auto loans. So it's going to be a good time also to buy an auto. All the new autos for 2025 start to get released between September and October. So if you're interested in purchasing a vehicle, it's also a good time to get like this year's model, because the new year of 2025 are being released right now. And so it usually means that the dealerships are trying to push off of their lot the 2024s that are left over and give smoking deals. So whenever I bought a car, I've always bought it like September, October, November. It's because they're giving bigger incentives and rebates on cars right now, because they're trying to make room for the 2025s to come in, and they have to get all the other ones off of their lot to bring in the 2025s. So that's a good thing to get into. If you're looking for a car, it's peak right now. Also, if you're looking for a car, since interest rates are dropping, it's also a good time because it'll be easier to get into credit, get a lower interest rate, trade in your vehicle at a higher value, and then get this year's model of a 2024 because the 2025s are coming out. So that's something to look into. If you want to check your credit report, most people, you want to have a FICO score of like 680 or 720. If you want to check your credit report, if you're in the States, everybody gets a free credit report annually. It's just one of the laws that are out there. So you can go on to Experian, TransUnion, or Equifax and request your free credit report. You get one free a year. And if you pull it through the bureaus, it's considered what they call as a soft pull. So soft pull means it won't show up on your credit report if other people are looking at your credit. Only you can see that you inquired on your credit report, because the multiple inquiries that you have on your credit report can actually drop your score. But if you get a soft pull, which means that nobody else knows that you obtained your credit report, it doesn't affect your credit. So if you haven't pulled your credit report this year, you can go on to Experian, you can go on to Equifax or onto TransUnion. Just go ahead and Google it. And then log in, and you can request a copy of your free credit report, and you can see what your credit looks like today. The other thing too is if you've requested credit or you've been denied credit in the last 30 days, you also qualify for a credit report too. So whenever you're about ready to go look for a car, you're going to go purchase a home, you're going to purchase something major with a credit card or apply for a credit card, or if you're going to rent a property, you always want to see what your credit looks like beforehand and find out if there's any mistakes on the credit report so that you're able to dispute those before anybody else obtains your credit report. Because, of course, you want to have the highest that there is out there, the highest FICO score. The score is what rates you and what lenders determine if you qualify or you don't qualify. So if you get your free credit report, you can go ahead and look on it for details and then find out if it has any derogatory information that's not true, if there's any balances that are higher than the limits, if you've had any inquiries in the last 30 or 60 days, if your balance is higher and you want to reduce your balance, it actually improves your FICO score. So these are things and reasons why you pull credit on your own before you go into a dealership or you go to rent a property or you go to buy a house or you obtain a new credit card. You want to see what your credit looks like and ultimately have above a 720 FICO score with no lates in the last 6 months to a year minimum. Have two major credits on your credit card, like a major credit card, so like a Visa, MasterCard, American Express. Two major loans, preferably, and then have balances on it and have a history of paying it off. And all these things will raise your credit score, especially if you're in the market to buy a new home, a new car, or get a new credit card. So housing. So all those people are looking to buy a house too. Here's the thing. Whenever we go into the fall months and into Christmas time and before March of the new year, housing prices tend to drop down. And the reason being is most people look for homes during the summer. Especially if there's families, they're looking for homes during the summer to put their children into their new schools. And so they want to make sure that the transition is easy. So most people will buy during the summer months because they have a lot of flexibility in their schedule. They can look for a lot of houses. And then by the time they're ready to move in, it starts the new school year. So if you're purchasing a home or you're renting a property, the best time to actually look for it where you're going to get the lowest prices is October, November, December. So right now is a peak time also if you're looking for the rental market or you want to go buy a property. Right now is the best time. October, historically, we always have lower interest rates usually than the rest of the year. Of course, we've had like Black Monday on Friday where we've had a drop in the stock market, which also causes interest rates to drop down too. So October historically has been low interest rates. It's also, there's inventory that's been sitting on the market for longer periods of time because we don't have a volume in buyers in the market. And so there's a lot of inventory, which means that they've been waiting 30, 60, 90 days for somebody to do an offer or to rent the home. And so they're going to drop their prices. So right now is peak time. And then most people also don't want to move during the holidays and they don't want to move during Christmas. So homes that are on the market are trying to get people into their homes and encourage it. So they'll end up dropping their prices during that too. So if you're looking to buy a car, if you're looking to get a better interest rate, or you're looking to purchase a home or rent a home, October, November, December are the peak months. And they're the best months to do that in too. Okay, so we've been talking a lot about crypto on the show. We've taught y'all how to trade. We taught you different times of the day that are peak trading hours. We talked about the best days to trade, which is Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, sometimes Saturday night, sometimes Sunday. We also have holidays right now. So holidays in the market, Canada just had their Thanksgiving over the weekend. We have Halloween coming up for the States. I think it might be international too, and Day of the Dead. And so that's the end of the month. It's not a major holiday, but it's a good event. And then we have Thanksgiving in the States coming up. And then after Thanksgiving, we have Christmas and New Year's. So, or we have all the other holidays that are during the December and January. So whenever there's holidays in the market, we'll have like a little bit of a gap on trading. We'll have a little bit of a gap in the stock market because people are focused on buying gifts. They're focused on getting ready for the holidays. They're focused on traveling to go visit their loved ones. And so a lot of that time is consumed, which takes away volume from the market. But right now, since we're in October, we don't really have any major holidays. We're the middle of the month. We're in our peak trading. ETH and BTC are both on the leg up. We did have a pullback today, but we hit one of our higher numbers today on ETH and BTC. So ETH is Ethereum, BTC is Bitcoin. SOL's been having it too lately, and I'll give you pricing on what happened today. So we have, let's see where ETH was at today. ETH, we hit 2686. So we haven't broken 2500 in like a couple weeks. And today we broke 2686. It hit one of the peaks. Right now it's hovering around 2591, which is positive news for the market. So that's good. Let's see what BTC is doing. Bitcoin today, I think we hit some highs. We hit 67,920 today. Right now it's hovering about 66,849. And if you guys remember a couple segments back, about a month or two ago, I was saying, if you're not in crypto right now and you just want to get into the market and just test it out, just see what's going on, you could go into Coinbase or you can go into Robinhood or one of your brokerages and just buy $10 worth of crypto. So like you can buy $10 of BTC, you can buy $10 of SOL, $10 of Ethereum or ETH. Again, this is not financial advice. I'm just giving you guys like a broad range of what's going on in the market. Opportunities that you can do to test it out. You can just paper trade, where paper trade is you just watch what the markets are doing. And so every day you would look at the price and see if it went up or if it went down. But again, what we were talking about a couple weeks ago is if you're interested in it and you just want to test it out and try it, the best way to do it is open an account and then just spend $10. You spend $10 on something. So that's your coffee money, right? So I've been traveling again. which is always happening. But Starbucks, like I come back from the Caribbean and all over the place, and I come back and Starbucks is like $10 now. So when you invest in $10 of Bitcoin or you invest in $10 of Ethereum, you're basically paying for a Starbucks coffee. Not pushing Starbucks here, but so it's interesting. So like, if you do that, like I was just fooling around and about a month ago, I decided, okay, I'm going to look at some of the altcoins. So the altcoins are like the lower level coins like Mana, Decentraland, Solana, Sol, Cardano, ADA, Stellar, XLM, Bounce Token, Auction, AMP, AMP. And then we have a few other like Gala, Polygon, FET, Doge, Shiba, those kind of coins. And so what I did is I went into a couple AI tokens just to see what they're doing besides our token. Our token is AI Signal. I went into a couple of tokens and just like did $10 just to see what it would do. And when I did that, one of mine is up 2.5 times. So it's up, it went from 10 to 25 in about a month, and the other one's hovering around 20. So like Bitcoin and Ethereum doesn't have a lot of volatility lately. It's been range trading between, like Ethereum's been range trading between 2,400 to about 2,650 now, which it just hit. But it's been range trading about 2,400 to 2,500. So if you're investing $10, you're not going to see a lot of movement on that. But on Bitcoin, it's also been range trading too. And so we've been seeing range trading of our lowest was 57.5 at the beginning of about 30 days ago. And now it's 67,244. So it's been ranging about 10,000, which is about 15% on the range. But if you go into like an altcoin, altcoins have a little bit more volatility where they can 2x or 2.5x or 3x. And so that's about 200% or 300% of change in 30 days. But it can also go lower or it can go higher because it's moving throughout that range. So again, like I was saying, the range is if you invest $10, you might see it go down to 8 and then you might see it go back up to 15 and then you might see it go to 20 and then back down to 12. Or 11 or 10 or 9. But if you're only investing $10, you can watch the chart and just see what it's doing and then check on it daily and see if it's going up or if it's going down and then make a decision on what direction you want to go into it. You can paper trade it, where paper trading is just watching the chart every day or just looking at the price every day. And you say, okay, today at 10 a.m. every single day, I'm going to see what price it's at. And so today it's at $11. Tomorrow it's at $11.20. The next day it's at $11.50. So I'm seeing that the price is moving, but I haven't invested yet. Paper trading is when you just watch it and you see what it's doing, but you haven't put any money in it yet. And then you take the next step where you try it out and you say, okay, today I'm going to invest $10 in it and then I'm going to watch it for a month. And every day I'm going to check the price and just see what it's doing. So that's the best way to get started. So we have a couple other things that have been going on the market too. Let's see. So we have futures and options. This is interesting. So October, we've had a lot of volatility in the options market. So if you've been following the market, you've seen huge spikes in option trading. So right now in October, there's been a lot of spikes in option trading. And then if you're a holder on Coinbase, they also have options and futures on there now too. You just have to qualify for an account to do it. But options are usually when you're able to purchase a token with leverage and also stocks with leverage. So say you wanted to buy Apple or you wanted to buy Tesla. And if you buy one share of stock, you only have one share to leverage, right? So say the share of stock is at $100. I'm not saying that these stocks are. I'm just giving you an example so we know what the numbers look like. But so say you buy one share of stock and it costs you $100. So you're only able to buy one share. But if you went ahead and leveraged it where you bought an option on it, you would have the option or the rights to buy 100 shares. So say I wanted to leverage 100 shares of Tesla. So Tesla today is at 219.57. And so if we look at the chart on Tesla, I'm not giving financial advice. Just do your own research, not financial advice, just giving you what the market is doing. So hypothetically, if you are in Tesla, Tesla has been range trading about $7. So it's been going from 219 down to 212, 217 to 220, 217 to 224. So it's been range trading in that area. If you bought just one share of Tesla, which is great, it's a good way to invest. You dollar cost average. Every time you have a couple hundred dollars, you buy one share and you add it to your collection. And then you dollar cost average, which means that you buy one share at different times of the month or different times of the week. And so the price may fluctuate where one day it may be 224, the next day it may be 212, the next day it may be 215. And you buy one share whenever you have available money. And then over the average on all the shares that you buy, since you're not buying them in a lump sum at one time, it's called a dollar cost average. So one day may be 212, the next day may be 215, the next time you buy is 224. And if you average those out, you have 12, 15, 27, 24, 51 divided by 3. You have like 651 divided by 3. So your dollar cost average is coming in about 6217 to 18, a little bit under. So if you dollar cost average it out, you can buy one share at a time with your $200 and then every month buy another share. But if you wanted to get into options, options would give you that where you're today, the price is at 219. And so I'm doing an option. The closer you are to today's price, the more expensive it is. The farther out you are on purchasing those options, the more expensive it is. So say I wanted to buy Tesla options and I want to buy, I'm not pulling up pricing. I'm just giving you guys a general idea and information on what you can do. But say I wanted to buy Tesla shares and I want to buy them at 220. So that's close to what today's price is. So the premium on those options is going to be more expensive, which means it's going to cost me more to buy those options. And then the farther out the time is, I'm in 3 months, I say that I think Tesla's going to go up, but I want to have the option to buy Tesla shares in 3 months at 220, which is close to today's price. That will cost a lot of money because it's almost guaranteed that at least the stock price should be close to what it is today or even higher in a perfect world. And since I have 3 months to make that decision, the price can fluctuate up or down within that 3 months, but I don't have to do anything until the actual date, or I can sell off the options early at a premium price and make more money. So the farther out you are on time on buying your options, and then the closer you are to the price point that it is today, the more expensive it's going to be. But now say I want to get cheap options and I don't know what's going to happen with Tesla stock. I think, okay, hypothetically, I think Tesla stock is going to go up. This is not financial advice. I'm just giving a hypothetical. And so now we say, okay, Tesla stock, we're going to go buy it at 245, but we want to say, we say it's going to go up to 245 in 10 days. So if we think it's going to go up in 10 days, it's closer to today, but the stock price is really high. So the odds are that it's going up that high in 10 days are probably pretty low. So you could get those options really, really cheap because it's closer to today and it's a higher stock price. So what they do is they calculate out the odds and then find out what the demand is at that price and what the time frame is at that price. And then based off of supply and demand on people that are wanting to buy it at 245 in 10 days versus buying it for 220 today or 220 in 3 months, they're going to calculate out the price and the price will be a lower cost to get those options. So since you have those options, you're now able to leverage it. So if it gets closer to the price, the value of your options go up. If it goes away from that price, the value of your options go down. And there's a thing called an expiration date. So the expiration date is the date that the options come due and the last date that you can either buy them or sell your options at a premium or at a loss. And so the closer you get to that date, the fluctuation on the price on the option is going to change too based on what the stock is doing at that time. I know this is a lot of information. I'm just giving you guys a brief overview of what's going on, but the option market is hot right now. Everyone's into options this month in October. So I wanted to kind of give a recap on what options are if you don't know what options are. And then maybe you can investigate and get into them and try it out. But a lot of people are trading options right now. So let's see. We've also, futures have been seeing a lot of movement right now. Commodities, oil, natural gas have been all over the place. Thanks to OPEC's cuts and global conflicts. So because there's been a lot of things going on in the international markets that are affecting oil price, there's been big fluctuations in oil. So if you're into futures, then you've been seeing fluctuations in natural resources and gas and oil right now too. So traders are using puts to hedge their portfolios. And a put is when you're saying that the price is going to go down versus go up. So if it's at a premium, it's at an all-time high, it's at a, they think it's peaked out, they're going to put puts on the market or shorts on the market where they're saying that it's going to go down in price. And that's what a put is. It's saying it's going to go down. So they're hedging their bets and they're buying puts right now. Let's see what else is going on. So in energy commodities, there's opportunity, but don't forget that there's always going to be risk. So do your own research, not financial advice. Make sure you carefully position yourself in this and keep an eye on those crude oil futures, because there's going to probably be a lot of price swings. Whenever you have price swings in the market, it's arbitrage. You can get in low and sell high because you have a lot of swings in the market. Same thing with crypto when there's big swings in the market. So Ethereum has been swinging between 2,400 to 25 and range trading in that range. And then now we just hit over 2,600 today and then had a pullback also. So again, real estate's interest rates have been going down. So real estate in historically in October, November, December has a dip in the market because there's not as much volume in the market right now. And then we pick back up in spring. And so if you get into a property right now, interest rates are low, you're able to negotiate a deal, get in at a lower cost, find a fixer upper, do upgrades and value on it, and then either live in it or flip it in the spring. But you also want to watch real estate because whenever there's high inflation and we're coming into an election year, real estate, crypto, stocks, bonds, all those things tend to have a lot of fluctuation based on how they think the outcome in the election is going to happen. And the next time the Fed is hopefully cutting an interest rate is going to be after the elections. And so we won't find out, like, we're having volatility until the election day because people don't know what's going on in the market. And they anticipate, well, if it swings this way, it's favorable for this. And if it goes this way, then it's favorable for that. And then whatever else is on the ballot can affect what's going on in the market too. So whenever we have unknown factors, we have a lot of volatility in the market, which actually adds value because you can do swing trading, option trading, futures, puts, shorts, which is more advanced. But if you're watching it, it's fun to watch and see what the market does. You also can go on to like old school. If you're old school and you're not internet savvy, you're not AI savvy, you aren't on your cell phone apps, but you want to go old school, it's good to get like the Wall Street Journal and have it delivered to your house. If you're a student, you can get a discount on the Wall Street Journal, but it has everything in print. So if you like print, if you like reading books, if you like touchy-feely, you can see what the stocks are doing every day and have the Wall Street Journal delivered to your home. Or if you're tech savvy, you can just go online and see what's going on the stock market, options, futures. You can go into your brokerage account and get the information. You can Google it and find out what's going on. But if you're old school, it's kind of fun to get a Wall Street Journal paper and then just like look through the paper and see what's going on in the market. Get the news on the market. It's print. You get to see what the stocks are doing and options and futures are doing. It has a lot of different news resources and they'll deliver it to your house like every day. So it's fun. Let's see what else is going on in the market right now. So we have volatility. Energy is volatile right now because of things going on in international and war. We have volatility because elections are coming up and people don't know what direction it's going to go in. But these also provide a lot of opportunities. So people see it, maybe it's bad, but it's not. We're range trading because one day everyone's emotions are up, and the next day everyone's emotions are down. So emotion plays a lot and psychology plays a lot into the markets. Instead of going off of strict numbers, people go off what they think's going to happen because a certain event's taking place. And so that way we're having a lot of volatility, which is perfect if you want to use it for like arbitrage, or you want to do options, or you want to do puts on the market, or you want to do longs on the market, you think it's favorable. So it gives you a lot of different things to go into. Let's see what else is going on. So on real estate too, of course, we've had higher interest rates. The rates have been up for a long time. We've had inflation for a long time. So it's been harder for people to get into homes. But with the rate cuts coming up, like we had a half point cut about a month ago, and we anticipate hoping to have another rate cut in November. So if you're going into a mortgage, anticipate hopefully that rates are going to come down even more, which will give you a lower price point to get into your home, and you'll qualify for more. So I am a licensed broker. I've been in real estate mortgage. And so I've seen the volatility in the market and what people qualify for. If you go to buy a home and say you're buying a home for $1 million, your payment is what you qualify for. So when interest rates go down and housing prices go down, your payment goes down too. When interest rates go up and housing prices go up, your payment goes up too. So it means you qualify for less of a house. So if you're buying $1 million house and hypothetically the interest rate is 5%, you're going to be at one rate. If you buy the house and the house is $800,000 because there's a dip in the market and they just did a rate cut and now you're at 4.5%, you're going to qualify for even more because the payment is lower versus the $1 million house at 5%. So that's something to look into. If you're going to purchase a home, you always want to go when the interest rates are coming down. And then there's like maybe a dip in the market before the market has a rally on it. And then you can get into a better priced home, lower payments, and they get a bigger home too. So on the commercial side, office spaces are still struggling. They're saying too, with vacancies rising, but it's opened up some opportunities for real estate in REITs. Well, actually some areas are not allowed to do REITs. So AI is also revolutionizing the space in real estate. So automating property management, predictive analysis, gauging property values, text making real estate, all new technology coming into the real estate. So people are using that to their advantage and trying to gauge the market and then do predictive if they think the market's going to go up, when they think interest rates are going to go down, hypothetically what their payment's going to be. So they're using that in real estate right now too. So let's see what else is going on. So on AI, October is a good month for AI. We've had a lot of new tech come out recently too. We have more tech being released. I know we haven't talked about it in a bit. We have AI Signal, which is our ETH bot that predicts lowest entry to enter into a trade on cryptocurrency and meme coins. We have it with ETH through AI Signal. And then we have AI Base that's been around for over 7 months. AI Signal has been around for over 19 months. It also did beta testing, has members, holders, people using it, has about, we are up to over 100 million points of data now on our AI Signals. We have over 100 million points of data stored in the cloud. We look for about 75 to 90 variables and indicators on predictive modeling. And then it combines it with AI to find the lowest entry and then also the best return on the exit. So what our bots are doing, let me take one little break. So what our bots are doing is they're combining AI technology with cryptocurrency and trading. They're looking at historicals and what's been going on in the market for the last 19 months. They're taking all of the data and they're combining the data and then outputting a predictive modeling on the lowest entry based off of past historicals and past 100 million points of data, combining it with the variables and indicators that it searches for, and then finds the lowest entry on what it predicts is going to happen. And the good thing about having AI technology and having all of this data is that it simplifies it for you. It simplifies it for the person out there who doesn't want to have to sift through all this data and then come up with numbers and formulas and decide everything out. It does all of its work on the back end and in the cloud, and it gives you the output of just the token name, the market cap, and what it thinks it's going to do on the predictive modeling and how many times it says that this is a strong buy. So it makes life really, really simple. It takes all of this research that normally took 2 to 3 months on a single person to going out and finding the information, and then going to about 12 different websites, and then finding different documentation and finding out if it's locked renounce, if it has a verified contract, and then what you think is going to happen with the token. And by the time you do all of this research for one token, taking 30 days to 60 days on before it launches, and then like another day before it officially launches, and then 2 to 4 hours during the research to make sure it's safe, the bots find all of this data within milliseconds, combines all of the data into the AI on the back end, and then spits out one number for you. So it makes this as simple as like you only have to trade 15 minutes a day versus spending 2 months on research for one token. And our tokens, we get about 100 tokens a day, and we have all the data and the research on those tokens. But all you have to do is it gives you a signal. That's why it's called AI signals. It gives you a signal, and then you know that enter into the trade, and then it'll give you a signal, and they'll tell you to exit out of the trade. And so it gives the data and the predictive modeling, and then the ROIs based on 19 months of data to show you the highest probability on what to enter into. So that's what's like so amazing about our technology, is it takes everything that's complex and internalized and research and data and all the information and drops it all the way down to one signal that you get within milliseconds and gives you an answer. So it takes all this back-end data that it takes forever to figure out and combines all of it and comes up with a calculation and then gives you the best entry point to enter into. So we have that. We have AI signals on ETH, on Ethereum, on meme coins, and we've been doing this for over 19 months. And then we have AI base that has been built out for over 7 months. We have all the backtest historicals. We probably have about 40 million points of data on that one. And so it keeps combining itself. And it also has the advanced AI, because this tech was built out this year. My other tech was built out last year. We've been doing updates on AI as AI updates. We've also been doing updates on our APIs and our nodes and our servers. So everything keeps getting updated to come current with the times and to give you the best information. But Base has been around for about 7 months. We're launching it to the public so y'all can try out Base. You also can try out AI Signal. So if you come into our chat, we have all of our socials on here right now. If you come into our chat and say hi, we're going to be giving out free trials soon so you can actually witness it live. You can try it out and see it live. And normally our subscriptions cost about $6,000 a month, but you get to try it out. Like you can try out an hour for free. So we're giving that to all the people that come into our chat and then just say hi. We heard of you on LA Talk Radio. Come on in on Tech Trend Investments. Come on in, say hi, go onto our socials, and then inquire and ask. And we have some smoking deals right now, too. We have some specials that are going on. We have new technology that's coming out to the public. And if you're in our trade groups, you'll find out all the new stuff that we're having. We're making automation simple. We're making it so that it doesn't take all this time. We're making it so that all you have to do is set it up for about 5 to 15 minutes a day. It trades for you. You get the information. It tells you to buy. It tells you to sell. And you're done. You don't have to do all this research. You don't have to keep going through all this data. We do it for you. We take care of the heavy loads, the difficult stuff on the back end, so that it's simplified down to you and you get the information within milliseconds and know a yes or no, basically. So that's the best thing about the AI. That's the best thing about technology. That's the best thing about inputs and outputs, is like finding the key information that makes life better, makes life simpler, make life easier. Only 15 minutes of trading, It has all the data, all the points. It has all the ROIs and everything that's been happening. So if you go on stats and data, you know that this is the easiest way to do it. And then you go off of historicals and back tests and then fast forward, prove it on the theory, and then it does it for you, which is wonderful. So that's my little blurb about AI Signal and AI Base. AI Signal, again, has been out for 19 months. Come into the chat, say hi, try it out for free. AI Base is coming out to the public. So that's been around for over 7 months, but we're going to be giving free trials to the public also. So come on in, say hi, try meme coin, try trading. So let's see what else is going on. So we have... a lot of new games coming out too right now, which is fun. Gaming recap. So Cyberpunk 2077, Call of Duty. Let's see what else is going on. Hardware update, Sony PlayStation 6 Pro, NVIDIA, AMD, GPU wars are going on right now. Both companies drop new GPUs. NVIDIA RTX 5090 and AMD's RX 8900. Pushing graphical performance to unprecedented levels. So gamers are excited about real-time ray tracing improvements. We also have AI in gaming right now. A lot of AI is coming over into Web3. A lot of gaming is coming over into Web3, so a lot of stuff going on. There's a Valorant World Championships going on right now in gaming too. League of Legends Worlds 2024, I believe that ends in November. That's going on right now. So a lot of things are going on in gaming. A lot of things are going on in AI. A lot of investment opportunities. Great time to get your credit report done. Great time to buy a car. Interest rates are dropping down. Good time to get into housing if you want at a lower cost. Of course, markets will always have volatility. Markets will always fluctuate. But if you're doing things for the long term and you're investing for your future, it's always a good time to buy. So again, not financial advice, do your own research. I kind of want to give you guys an overall recap of what's been going on in the markets. I know that we've always focused mainly on crypto and trading and meme coins and teaching y'all how to trade. But my master's is in finance. My second master's is in tech, pending in tech. And I'm specialized in AI. Now I have over 200 AI bots. We keep building out new technology. We use all of the data, the resources to make life simpler for everybody out there. But I have a vast background in investing and arbitrage and real estate and stocks, bonds, futures, options, crypto. So the goal is to get your feet wet, to try things out, to find your passion, decide what you like and pursue it. If you want to start a business, learn about how to start a business. I also have an AI book on how to start a business. So like you getting a business plan and financial projections and doing a five-year forecast, doing a pitch deck, it gives you all that information. What kind of bots you can start up with AI. So there's always something, there's always new knowledge to explore. There's always something to learn. There's always something to try out and get your feet wet. Find what your passion is and pursue that. Like my love is finance. My love is investing. I love hearing stories on people, how they fix their credit and were able to fulfill their dreams and buy a car or buy a house or do what they wanted to do. I love how people learn and understand how to trade and then they get it and then they find arbitrage and they find different ways to invest. Or somebody who wants to start a store and they find they can buy it at a wholesale price and sell it for retail. And then the spread that they made on the difference, they were able to fund another one of their passions. Or people who learn about marketing or business, like find what your passion is and pursue that. And if you're doing something that you love to do and other people know that you love it, they'll catch that spark. They'll catch that passion too. And then hopefully they'll fulfill their dreams too. So we're going to have a lot of guest speakers coming on, and we're going to be talking about different meme coins, talking about different crypto, bring on investors, bring on people from real estate and mortgage, bring on like 401k, SEP plans, retirement, learn how to invest for your future, find different ways on arbitrage, find different information, AI technology, have gamers come on and talk about gaming. So we have a lot of good things coming up in the future. I wanted just to give you kind of a brief overview again. I know we haven't done it since our day one when we were giving our overview, but this is what's going on the market. Every day we'll like talk about new market updates, what's happening in the world, what's happening in finance, like what's motivating, what's the psychology behind everything. But find something that you like, find something that you love, pursue it, try things out, try out new travel, try out new investing, try something out. Like even if it's like once a month, go try something new, like get excited about life, find your passion. And then maybe one day you'll be the one telling everybody else about what we're doing. But I look forward to, we're going to like talk again next week, and we're going to have guests coming on next week. We're going to be talking about crypto and meme coins. We're going to have new guest speakers coming on. So there'll be a lot of excitement. We'll also open up the phone lines in the future where you can call in and ask questions if you have any questions. I'm here to help you out and not just fill your heads with lots of information, but I'm here if you have any questions. I know a lot of people don't like to call in. We'll probably also take text questions too. So if you send in a question, we'll answer it live so that you can get your questions answered. Because the thing is like, if you're thinking of a question, maybe 100 other people out there are thinking about the same thing too. So the goal is like, let's learn as much as we can. Let's get our feet wet. Let's learn about also what's going on in the world, what's motivating it, the psychology behind it, how to invest, how to try things out, the secret cheat code to life, right? Getting travel cheap, getting your credit fixed, getting your credit at 720 FICO score, finding the best times to buy real estate, the best times to buy a car, the best times to trade in the market, again, like 15th of the month right now. So right now we're in our peak, right? It's October. We're in our peak. It's the middle of the month. And happy birthday to all those Libra babies out there too. We're in October. But we're going to wrap it up for today. And I look forward to talking to y'all next week. We're going to have a market recap, and we're going to have some guest speakers, some surprise guest speakers that some of you will recognize. But we look forward to talking to you next week. Thank you all. Happy Tuesday. Happy Taco Tuesday. We'll talk to you next week.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.